on this, the feast of the conversion of St. Paul the Apostle, we hear these words from Acts 9, beginning with the 17th verse. And Ananias went his way and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight." And being filled with the Holy Spirit, immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once. And he arose and was baptized. So when he received food, he was strengthened. Then Saul spent some days with the disciples in Damascus. Immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Congregation, be seated. In Jesus Christ, our gracious, merciful Savior, dear friends, in late 19th century Berlin, a Jewish merchant came home late one night to the sound of singing in his attic. Couldn't figure it out. Went upstairs, and to his amazement, he found his daughter locked in the attic by her mother for having attended Christian services. The young girl, who was more afraid of rats than Daniel was the lions in the den, was keeping her courage up by singing these hymns, keeping the rats away, and trusting in the Lord. She was fearless because she knew that her Savior was at her side. Seeing her confidence, her confident and courageous faith, her father was eventually brought to faith, and even her mother confessed the Savior. In this text, we hear about the conversion of another Jewish man, whose name was Saul of Tarsus, better known to all of us as St. Paul the Apostle. He was God's chosen instrument to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. The first thing we want to think about is his words, "I am chief of sinners." Saul, who was present at the stoning of Stephen, first Christian martyr, was one of the leaders of the persecution against the Christians in early Jerusalem. But it wasn't enough to slaughter and imprison Christians in Judea. He got permission to hunt them down as far as Damascus in Syria. But on his way there, as he neared Damascus, heavenly light flashed around him, and a voice came from that light saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" was his response. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Saul remained helpless and blind from the light in the city of Damascus until Ananias came to him, washing his sins away in the baptismal waters. St. Paul did nothing to save himself. He said, by his own admission in 1 Timothy, "I'm chief of sinners." But the gracious Lord allowed the light of his Spirit to shine upon him, and he received new life and spiritual sight filled with divine light. Each one of us, by nature, is a sinner, just like St. Paul. By nature, we were meandering in the darkness of sin, trying to grope our way, trying to find our way out of the valley of the shadow of eternal death. But the more we tried, the more we went in circles and came nearer to everlasting death. Let's think for a moment about ourselves. We are living here in America today. We are living in a very nice place. We probably have the highest standard of living than any generation has ever seen, maybe will see. Hopefully not. We have the highest standard of living that man has ever seen. And yet, what is this seemingly fantastic lifestyle accomplished? The result is so much stress and tension that many people feel they can't make it through the day without drugs and alcohol. Others feel so completely alone and forsaken that they are filled with depression and fears, despair. Have we come here today burdened down by a variety of things? Maybe domestic dispute, financial problems, fears about the classes this semester, tests. Maybe we have been rejected by the people around us. Maybe we're facing sickness. How often don't we feel like we're in a dark cave and we can't find the light at the end of the tunnel? We all, by nature, were sinners, just like St. Paul. And that sinfulness is still a part of us in our old sinful flesh. But thanks be to God that, as in the case of Paul, the Father in heaven wouldn't let us just meander hopelessly in sin, going to the great abyss. He sent his Son, the light of the world, to enlighten our darkened path. He provided light for all in the horrible depths of darkness on the cross, where he rescued you and me from sin and death through his holy life and innocent suffering and death. He died to give us light. His death and resurrection provides light and life for all. He lights up our lives. Like Paul, we did nothing to deserve that light. We turned against it. Actually, we were enemies of God by nature. But what happened? In baptism, or through the word, depending upon what happened in our particular situation, through baptism, the sacrament of enlightenment, faith in the Savior was worked in our hearts, all our sins were washed away, and we were given new spiritual light and life, and we became lights in this world. Now, St. Paul was an enemy of God and chief of sinners. And yet, amazingly, God chose him, of all people, we wouldn't have expected it by any means, chose him as his special instrument of salvation. Elsewhere it says, the Lord says, he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles. He was God's chosen instrument to bring the gospel of salvation to the Gentile people. That means the non-Jewish people of which most of us here are a part. He began that work as soon as he was baptized. We're told he immediately went and began to preach in the synagogues at Damascus. Just think of it. The guy that went there to persecute the Christians, now was preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified. Fantastic. Each of us who have been enlightened in the baptismal waters and who have had our sins washed away there, washed in the blood of the Lamb, have a similar responsibility as St. Paul. Oh, we are to be witnesses, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ in the world around us. Just think of what we have in our Savior. With Him, we have the only peace there is in this life and the only assurance of the life to come. We'll want to share that with those around us, with our relatives, with friends. We will desire to be lights in this dark world of sin, drawing all to the light of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ. Our text says concerning St. Paul, he arose and was baptized. So when he received food, he was strengthened. As we live our baptismal, our new baptismal faith life, we too need strengthening for the way. And that strengthening isn't going to come from physical food, but it comes from the bread of life, the means of grace, word, and sacrament. It's there in the life-giving word and in the sacraments where we receive the strength to make it through the day, where we receive the strength to face the conflicts that we face here and everywhere, and we receive the power to carry out our responsibilities as those called to let everyone know about the light. Oh, we will desire to be his lights in this world, and that strength comes from the means of grace. One day, a little girl was looking at the beautiful stained glass windows in her cathedral church. Beautiful windows like we have here. They're radiant with light, aren't they? Well, in this particular church, the symbols included people. And so she looked up at her mother and said, "Mother, who are the people in the windows anyway?" And the mother replied, "Well, my dear, the people in the windows are the saints." "The saints, huh? Now I know what the saints are. They're the ones that let the light shine through." We have the greatest motivation in the world to let the light shine through us, to be lights in our world, to all around us. Think of where we were. By nature, we were groping in the darkness of sin. But the Almighty God loved us so much that he sent his Son into the world at Christmas time in the incarnation, down to our darkness, to raise us up to divine light. And that light was brought to each of us through his life-giving word and through the holy sacrament of baptism, where we were enlightened. We have the greatest motivation of all to be lights in our world that cannot be hid. We will desire to light up our world, drawing all people to Jesus Christ, the Son of Righteousness, with healing in his wings. Amen.